country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns.
Here we are, folks. Thank you for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. Here on Thursday night, March 23rd, 2017. I'm James Kelso, live with my co-host, Paul Fromm, in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James. Actually, I'm not in Canada tonight, but...
Oh, that's right. Paul just told me he was in London. Boy. George in Maryland. Thank you, George.
Good to be here, James.
Yes, very pertinently so. Paul Fromm in London will lead off the show here with a report from Paul on the terrorist attack at the Houses of Parliament. That's quite a thing, Paul, to see, you know, kind of a lot of symbolism to this. This man killing, one American was killed, but killing people, yes. Stabbing people, killing a brave cop who accosted him. And right across the bridge, right in front of Big Ben. We talk right. About a visually... significant image as to what immigration has meant to Britain. There it is, bodies strewn on the bridge right in front of the symbol of Britain, Big Ben itself.
And the leader of the country vows to do absolutely nothing.
Yes. And of course, the story is this guy, let's turn the story over to Paul. And then we invite your phone calls. It looks like we already have a caller, Tom in Florida. Our call-in number, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And just to give you a little bit of a preview, I want to cover, we'll start with Paul and the terror attack, Muslim attack in Britain. We'll also touch on the repeal of Obamacare and its replacement that's being put together by Republicans. And I especially like what Mike Huckabee just said on the Bill O'Reilly show. He said there's no need at all to rush this thing. If the Republicans haven't got the team all together yet, sleep on it and get the team together and move on to tax reductions, which will sail along much more nicely. Better to get it right than to get it quick. And then we'll also touch on this really big story from Congressman David Nunes, in which the NSA is saying that they will release information that confirms that Donald Trump, that somebody in the Obama administration was in fact wiretapping Donald Trump. And Trump has explained wiretapping is a generic term that means any sort of surveillance or listening or snooping. And the old school wiretapping isn't done that much anymore. And that there are felons both in intelligence and in the media, who leaked clearly classified information, was leaked for political reasons and published by the New York Times. So this very same New York Times is saying there was no surveillance of Donald Trump. They were using the surveillance leaked to them to smear and smash Trump months ago. So some three very compelling stories. Paul, let's start out with our phone number, 800-313-9443. And Paul, tell us what you've seen and heard in London as you're there now.
Yeah, well, James, I first heard around noon on Wednesday. My good friend, former political prisoner Brad Love, called me up from Fort Mac, British Alberta, and said, "Did you hear what's happening in London?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, a terrorist attack, a number of people dead, policemen stabbed, and so on and so on." So our plane, for whatever reason, from Toronto to Heathrow, was delayed at over an hour and was diverted. The route was changed. Of course, as usual, you're not told anything. We're given the usual mushroom treatment, kept in the dark and fed BS. Anyway, landing in Heathrow, there was a great deal more security. Took a long time to get through the immigration line, and even though, you know, I came from a safe country, have a valid passport, wasn't given any hassle, but there's a much greater police presence, and, you know, understandably so. One of the huge problems in North America and Britain is that the mass media is just absolutely loath to point the finger at Muslims as terrorists. So I took the subway or the tube in from Heathrow to downtown London, and I picked up a paper called Metro, and it's a freebie, based, I believe, on the Telegraph. There were 13 pages of coverage of the terrorist attack, a lot of good photographs and all sorts of quotations from people who what they'd seen, and people who were very sad. Some member of parliament had tried to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to the policeman who had been stabbed and who ultimately died. A Labour member of parliament had run to the nearby Westminster subway station and urged them to close it down, not to let any more people get up into the area. And so there are a lot of little vignettes of people who tried to do good things and to help and so on. But I read through all of this and the great pictures and so on, and I said, but who did it? The only mention of was that a man had been shot and killed, the perpetrator had been shot and killed by the police. Elsewhere, I heard actually from the North American media that he was known to the police. So anyway, in other words, it was not a right-winger. It wasn't a skinhead or whatever. It wasn't until much later today that finally the word has emerged that the perpetrator was a man named Khalid Masood, K-H-A-L-I-D, Masood, age 52, is a Pakistani. He'd lived in England most of his life. He'd been lived in the Midlands in Birmingham and so on and so on. He had a number of criminal convictions, including for using a knife. In that sense, he was known to the police. He had some radical Islamic connections, but so far they don't seem to know a whole lot about him. There have been about 10 other people arrested. We don't know if they're charged with anything. They may just have been people on his cell phone or something. Almost no information as to who they are or why they were arrested. As usual here, you're given almost no details. It's a 27-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman. You know, what does that mean? It means virtually nothing. But ISIS has claimed responsibility, so it's quite clear this was a terrorist attack. There may be a lot more details that will have to come out about this guy, but a Muslim, an immigrant, a terrorist, ISIS claims responsibility, and now the European intelligence agencies are saying we're going to see more of this, and it's a diabolical combination. You buy or rent a vehicle. Apparently, this guy rented a vehicle in Birmingham from Enterprise. So you rent a vehicle. It wasn't even that big a vehicle. It was a 4x4, not like the refrigerator truck that was used to mow down 81 Frenchmen last 14th of July in Nice in France. So it's a fairly simple tactic. You can get a knife anywhere. You don't. It's not like obtaining a firearm in repressive European states. Anybody can get a knife anywhere. You get a knife. You take a vehicle and you just run it into a crowd of people. This was done utterly promiscuously. There were some kids from a school in Brittany who were run down. I don't think any of them were killed. There was an American woman killed. 75-year-old man, we don't know his nationality, but presumably English. A woman was actually knocked off the bridge into the Thames River. She was fished out by, maintenance workers. These people were targeted for no other reason than they were people. This is the nature of white-hating, Western-hating terrorism. They kill you just because you're there. And, of course, he leapt out of his car, attacked a cop with a knife. He's 52 years old. I'm surprised a 52-year-old could get the drop on a cop. I mean, man, I don't think you and I would do it, but he did. And another policeman shot and killed him, and that was that. So far, five people dead, one of them a terrorist. It's an ISIS operation, and we're going to see more of this. We're at war with radical Islam. We've got to shut the borders. Donald Trump's absolutely right.
Yes, and that's why the people like...
James, hike up your volume, please.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Sorry. Yes, that's why the police in Britain appear to be running around arresting people, because Donald Trump's immigration policy has been proved to be correct by this, as with all the other terrorist attacks. This guy should never have been let in from Pakistan. Donald Trump wouldn't have let him in. Once he started committing crimes, he would have been sent back, packing back to Pakistan. And then in this incident, we know Donald Trump, the cop in this case, Paul, this is one of the liabilities or the disadvantages that police have. It's easy for the bad guys to get the drop on them because police are always assuming you're a good guy, or they're always giving you the benefit of the doubt. So when you reach into your jacket or your pocket, you could be pulling out a gun. They don't assume that. They pretty much wait until they see the shining silver glint pointed at them. So it's easy for the bad guys, know this too, to get the drop on the police. So,
and this cop was unarmed, incidentally,
which is a common phenomenon in Britain, sadly.
That's right.
But it that harks back to the time when Britain was all white, and it was incredibly safe. Murder was unheard of in Britain,
and they had capital punishment, and it was absolutely understood: if you kill a cop, we'll stretch your neck. You'll hang.
Yeah.
It was understood even among the real villains that whatever bad things you might do, you didn't attack a cop. So the cops did. They only had was their billy or their nightstick. You change the culture, you change the racial makeup, and then there are people who have no respect for life. Human life means nothing to them. Not even their own. Like our own in Canada, Jamaican gangsters. Yeah, life me or the what is it? Is it MS-13? The psycho gangsters from Central America. Well, human life means nothing. Not the lives of innocent people, other criminals, or themselves. So things have changed. But really tragic. We are in a racial war, and God. Geert Wilders had it absolutely right when he said a couple of weeks ago to Turks, you are not Europeans. You and your religion don't fit in. You're not us. Bugger off.
Yes, and he said those politicians who coddle you will be replaced. We will throw them out. And he was speaking of people like Angela Merkel and Prime Minister May, if she's going to coddle these people. But and the and François Hollande in France. All of these people will be replaced, said Geert Wilders, and he's right. And that's why the politicians are running around London right now trying to look as if they're doing something to defend the British people. But they're not. They have to be replaced.
Yeah, that's right. They are the old order. They have learned nothing and they've forgotten nothing. They are married to this Kuhnhof-Kalergi race destruction plan for Europe. They are useless. Of course, Angela Merkel sent her condolences to the British people, but a little bit of tears are cheap. It's the trash that they've been allowed into Europe over the last 50 years. That's the problem, and people like Merkel are committed to letting more in. End of story.
Yes, and for you younger folks out there, the older folks like Paul and myself, George is still a young'un, we can attest to the fact that when we were your age, I can give my example, in 1965, when I was just a kid, 17 years old, hitchhiking all around Europe. I went from Stockholm to Madrid, up and down, east and west, across Europe, hitchhiking. My parents.
Well, James, in 1965, I was hitchhiking around the United States, and it was still reasonably safe.
Yeah.
You would be an absolute idiot to stick your thumb out on I-70 right now and expect to get anywhere without problems.
Yeah, that's true. I hitchhiked all across the U.S. and up to Canada. It was easy. It was fun. It was not risky in any way. My parents, who were good parents, they weren't that. My family members and so on, they weren't that concerned about. They really weren't concerned. I don't think much at all. But I hitchhiked, in London and Paris and Stockholm, Hamburg, Geneva, Madrid. These places were utterly safe, and the streets at night utterly safe. That's 1965. And here we are. There are many parts of Europe where you don't dare go if you're white at any hour of the day. And hitchhiking, forget about it. You would not dream of getting into a stranger's car in Europe today. So, what a change. What an absolute change has been brought to us by the immigration invasion, destroying our own nations. And the solution, this is where Donald Trump and the Trump phenomenon have come from. Finally, white people have had enough, and they want a strong leader who will stop it. And all this, by the way, sand in the gears and sand in your eyes from the Democrats, this is designed to distract you from that. What white America wants is an end to this invasion. And we're not that concerned about how it's done. And getting rid of the communist efforts of the Obama administration, we're also not that concerned about how that is done, including the health care. Get rid of it. Get rid of the Obamacare, and then we can get down to the details later. But people, Americans who voted for Donald Trump, we want him to end what's going on in our nation, and then inspire people in nations like Geert Wilders' Netherlands to do the same in their own country.
Yeah, we want our countries back, and we want the invasion stopped.
Yes, and these Khalid Masoods, get out of here. Tom in Florida, you're on the phones with us. Tom in Florida, the microphone is yours.
Hello, can you hear me, James?
Yes.
Hi, Tom.
Good evening, George and Paul. First off, James, what's going on with this Eddie Munster? This guy, Speaker of the House, this guy looks like Eddie Munster, but out of brain. I think Eddie Munster.
Okay, now, Tom, hang on. I take it you're talking about Paul Ryan. We'll talk about Paul Ryan right after this break, Tom. Hang on.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We're back.
When this war is over.
Tom is with us on the phone in Florida. Tom, you're talking about Paul Ryan? Yes, I hear you. Are you talking about Paul Ryan? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about Ryan Munster. This Ryan Munster, James, it seems like he's trying to sabotage Trump. And if you notice, when Obama was president, Ryan kind of got along real good. They were huggy-buggy with each other, him and Obama. But with Trump, it seems like Ryan's just trying. I'm really leery of this Ryan. This Munster is something going on. This guy can't say he got the votes. He don't have. I mean, that in itself is a disgrace, James. Okay. But I think Trump will prevail. He's going to prevail tomorrow with this. We'll see what happens. Hopefully he does. If not, well, let's go to tax cuts. But I do want to say, James, George, and Paul, you guys all understand, I'm going to leave you with a thought here. How come Israel hasn't been attacked in the last 10 years? You don't hear too much about any terrorist attacks inside Israel anymore, James. Why is that? But you got terrorist attacks all over white Europe, all over the white countries, James, are being attacked. But the state of Israel, yes. Israel, I call it the state of Israel, is not being attacked. Why?
Well, there are a bunch of obvious reasons. Police enforcement in Israel is incredibly strict. The presence of guns in the hands of the private citizens is incredibly prevalent. Just about everybody in Israel has an Israeli military rifle in their closet.
Or an Uzi. They have an Uzi, James. And James, they have a wall around Israel. They have a wall around that country.
Yes,
but
they
they're
have
trying
a wall.
To these demon rats like Schumer. All look at these Zionists. You know what, James, it blows my mind? How many Zionists are in control of the Senate and the House? I mean, they're only 2%
but also,
of the population, but they're controlling, eight senators?
Yeah, but Tom.
Eight senators
also,
are Jewish?
Yeah, but Tom, you know, another thought
which
you were mentioning there. Hang on, Tom. The terrorist attacks against Israelis are not uncommon. And at one point, they were very common and very brutal. So the Israel has not escaped terrorist assaults, but their use of walls, the presence of weapons, their strict enforcement, very strict enforcement of immigration to Israel, all of that works. And Donald Trump has cited that. He has explicitly said that all of these things have worked in the case of Israel, and they can work in our case as well. Anyway, Tom, thank you very much. Thank you
James,
very much.
Right. I got one more thing, James. I want to say one more thing, can I?
Yes,
James,
sir.
I want to say one more thing. Can you imagine if Mitt Romney had been president and this stuff that's going on with because they did tap Donald Trump. Could you imagine if Mitt Romney would have been the president and Hillary would have won the presidency at this election and Hillary was the president and they would have found out that the media and the Democrats would go off the charts to put Mitt Romney in prison? They'd literally go insane to take him down, even after he's out of the presidency. But they're not doing nothing to Obama because look at the complacent leftist liberals, swine. That's what we got here, James.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Tom, you're correct. And thank you very much for calling in. Folks, we have lines open at 800-313-9443. One of the things going on is that the, you know, with what we're seeing, what we'll see tonight, they may or may not, they postponed the vote till tomorrow, but they're negotiating through the night and are hoping that maybe tomorrow, Friday, the Republicans can, you know, what they do, that what the whip in either party does, the whip's job is to stay on the phone with every single member of their party and you know, ask them in advance, how are you going to vote on this bill? So they don't bring something up before the House or the Senate if they think they're going to lose. They count the votes, the whip does this, and then the whip reports to the you know, the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader, okay, we've got the votes. Let's gavel this up for vote. And so that's what they'll do. And they're a little bit short. Apparently, the reporting is they're a little bit short on the on a health care bill to replace Obamacare. And so if they don't have the votes by tomorrow, they won't bring it up. They'll keep on working it out. And it will get worked out. Republicans understand they must replace Obamacare. And you know, people holding out for this or that or the other thing, they'll hammer it out for however many days they need to, and then they'll pass whatever they finally come up with. So, and then Donald Trump today said the right thing, which is, if you guys can't get this figured out by tomorrow, I will simply move on to tax reductions for citizens and tax reductions for businesses. And, you know, we'll proceed with that. And then you guys, you know, I thought sort of the subtext is, I thought you guys could do better than this. For 8 years, well, almost 8 years, you've been, you know, proclaiming we've got to repeal Obamacare. And you had a great shot here. I'll explain right after this break the obvious reason that they didn't get it right away. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're talking about the replacement for Obamacare that the Republican Party has been promising for almost 8 years, and the simple explanation as to why it's not forthcoming is that the Republican congressmen, many people have said this is an obvious analysis, they've been a leaderless group for 8 years. They've just been sort of freelancers winning their congressional seat in their district, but not having a leader, not having the power to get something done. So this is unfamiliar territory for them. Having a leader like Donald Trump who expects to get things done, this is new. They have to get used to it. This is their first effort, and that they didn't get it right in a short enough time. If that turns out to be the case, it's easily explained. They will get it right. And the group that will make them get it right, of course, is their constituents going back home to their districts and flying back on the weekend and so on. They're going to hear from us. If they're not getting the message, as George says, getting the memo on we want stuff done, we don't want you guys debating, we want stuff done, they'll come around.
And I think that Donald Trump put it to them that, you know, you got elected on the basis of repealing Obamacare. That had been the battle cry. That had been something that had really united the opposition to Obama and then get rid of this total mess of a system. And now they have the majority. They have a president who who backs them, who's presented a plan, that they've got to rock and roll. It may not be 100%. It may not be everything everybody wanted. But if it should fail and Obamacare remain, they will not be forgiven. I mean, they will. People will say, "We elected you. You promised us, and you didn't deliver. Why didn't you deliver?"
Right.
You can't blame the Democrats now. You can't say, "Oh, it's Obama. Or it's Nancy Pelosi." You have the power. You're in charge. Deliver.
Right. They've been an opposition party, the Republicans, and so their mission for 8 years has been to obstruct or prevent things from happening. They didn't really dream that that they could write a piece of legislation that Obama would sign. They knew he wouldn't, so they didn't even try. So they're not good. They're not good at putting together a package under a leader. So this is they're learning.
Let's hope they learn. Let's hope there won't be forces that will find a way to derail them, because they simply have to deliver. And this is only one thing. Then there's immigration reform. This is only part of the agenda.
Right. And these things will be easier. Trump said this is a mess. The Obamacare is an incredible mess. Governor Huckabee was on the O'Reilly show today, and he said, I'm sorry they started with this. He says, I don't think they needed to start with Obamacare. It is a mess. And he said, just put it off. Take the time it's necessary to get it done right, and then get it signed by Donald
Trump. James is, Donald Trump's a pretty good poker player. Paul Ryan is a sworn enemy. Is he dancing with him? Is he setting him up? I mean, he's got his arm around Paul Ryan saying, I love you, Paul. It's you and me, bud. You're the
I
man.
Hear you.
Care. I'm not Donald. If it were me and I had my arm around Paul, I'd go, hey, Paul, float your boat, pal. And if your colleagues in the Senate cut this thing to sausage, well, then you're going to have to go along with them and get a compromise version that looks not very much like Ryan Care. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm thinking he's doing that. I wouldn't play poker or chicken against Paul Ryan, but Donald Trump. But, here come the naysayers.
Yeah. Well, Ryan will have demonstrated if they don't deliver on this in the next 24 hours. Ryan will have demonstrated that he's not the great leader he claims to be. And I like what Lou Dobbs said when he went on television and said Ryan should resign. And he added the point, Paul Ryan has never done anything in his whole career. He hasn't passed any significant piece of legislation. He's not responsible for any leadership. He ought to resign as speaker. So
I'm glad you brought it up. And wasn't too many. I mean, has it been a week since Lou Dobbs said that Ryan should resign? Of course, he won't do that. But, that is the smelliest turd in the entire GOP spectrum. I mean, there's an out-and-out traitor, anti-Trump weasel, and his name and fingerprints are all over this thing. And it's interesting to me. So Donald Trump's, he's marching down the aisle with Paul Ryan.
And here's Donald Trump today, his tweet 10 hours ago. We are taking action to repeal and replace Obamacare. Contact your representative and tell them you support AHCA. Pass the bill. And so there's Donald Trump telling us, the American citizenry, to bypass Paul Ryan and anybody else who's being a little bit obstructionist, and put the heat on your congressman. Then in the previous tweet, Donald Trump said on the other news item we're covering that Paul opened the show with, the great American Kurt Cochran was killed in the London terror attack. My prayers and condolences are with his family and friends. Then his previous tweet 13 hours ago, just watched. And by the way, these tweets are now going to 26.9 million people. Probably within the next 48 hours, we'll be able to announce it. 30 million followers for Donald Trump's tweets. Just watched the totally biased and fake news reports of the so-called Russia story on NBC and ABC. Such dishonesty. And what we're looking for is the NSA. The NSA is saying it's going to be released documents that that show there was surveillance of Donald Trump and it was used for political purposes. This is treason. This is, well, it's at least a felony, but it could be charged as treason. And then he says, spoke to UK Prime Minister Theresa May today to offer condolences on the terrorist attack in London. Then he did an interview with Time Magazine, which I'll try to cover some of that tonight. If we don't get it to it tonight, we'll hit it tomorrow. But there's a new cover story in Time Magazine, an interview with Donald Trump that's just a tremendous. And the Trump recounts all of the ways he has been right in his pronouncements since beginning his campaign, starting with his opening salvo coming down the escalator in Trump Tower. And he just clobbers Time Magazine and its reporter. He tells Time Magazine they're lousy. The reporter, he can't write. But they print it. They print it in Time Magazine because they're desperate to sell the magazines. And the Donald Trump is getting cover story after cover story in Time Magazine. So I'll cover that. If I can get to that in tonight's show, I will. And then he says, Trump tweets, he's very aware of what David Nunes is doing. David Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he has been shown by authentic people inside the intelligence world. He has been shown printouts that demonstrate Donald Trump was, in fact, the subject of surveillance in Trump Tower, and so were people around him like Mike Flynn, and that this surveillance, illustrated by things like New York Times printed, Donald Trump has had, said this, that, and the other with the Prime Minister of Australia. Donald Trump said this and that in a conversation with the President of Mexico. This is highly classified information. These were private, secured conversations between Donald Trump and these people. The New York Times was printing out the text. Where did you get it, New York Times? This is classified information never released by the Trump White House. So somebody in intelligence was listening and recording. And the New York Times said, we have seen the transcript of these conversations. They were taking transcriptions of these secret communications and leaking them to the New York Times. Both the giver of these leaks and the user of the leaks are both guilty of felonies, and both could be charged with treason for compromising the security of the United States of America. That's an act of treason. And Trump tweets on this. He says, exactly as I said, House Intelligence Chairman says we cannot rule out that senior Obama officials were involved in Trump surveillance. And then he says, a little bit more tweeting on that. So there you go. So those are some of the tweets that we had from Donald Trump today. Let's take a phone call from Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Perfectly, sir.
Okay, good. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Well, you may not want to hear what I have to say. Did you happen to listen to third hour of Alex Jones today?
Oh, I did not, but if you can make it a real concise point, what is the bad news?
Okay, he had Dr. Steve Pachenik on, and I'm sure you've heard him on a number of occasions on Alex Show and some of the others. But he had quite a critical statement to make about Gorsuch. What he said was that this guy is pretty much establishment, which I've pointed out. But in 2005, he was assistant attorney general, under Alberto Gonzalez. And he was the individual that implemented Patriot Act, torture, a number of other things. Now, this isn't Bill Zeitz saying
okay, so
this.
Steve,
I'm just repeating what he said. And he said he should not serve on the United States Supreme Court. So I would say go to the archives, look up that third hour, and listen to that. It was absolutely dynamite.
Okay, I'm very familiar with Steve Pachenik, and I will listen to that, and I'll see what Pachenik's beef is. But other patriots have been very enthusiastic about Neil Gorsuch, and if you Google it, Neil Gorsuch and Antonin Scalia, and you'll see them fly fishing together. They were great friends, and so the idea, a replacement for Antonin Scalia, worthy of Scalia. And everybody who's, apparently Pachenik doesn't agree, but the people who've studied it say, in fact, Neil Gorsuch is, in fact, a protege of Antonin Scalia. And that's exactly what was wanted and what was needed. So,
well,
anyway, Bill,
take a
Bill,
look at you. It. The other thing, I did notify my congressman and Senator Ron Johnson on the Obamacare, and I said I supported the Freedom Coalition and Rand Paul. I think we can make some adjustments in this that are more conducive to the free market, that are going to hold costs down. And I agree completely with what George has said about Paul Ryan. Get your hand off of the back of Paul Ryan and apply it to his neck.
Okay. All right, Bill. Then Mike Huckabee agreed with you, Bill, that there is still a good opportunity for adjustment to the health care bill to make it even better. More communication, more conferring with different interested parties, including the Freedom Group in the House of Representatives and folks like Rand Paul. And Huckabee said, no big deal. If it doesn't pass tomorrow, get it later, but move on to tax cuts, which will be super popular, even with you, Bill.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do
thanks.
Her.
Okay.
You bet.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, James, before the time runs out, I think it's really important. One of the pieces of disinformation that's been circulating out there for the last month or so and tied indirectly to Donald Trump is the fact that there have been threats made in the United States to over 120 Jewish community centers and synagogues, and some in New Zealand, and some in Canada. And, of course, with these pro-Zionist media, that's always a great boo-hoo-hoo moment. All these poor people that are being targeted. And somehow it's this force that Donald Trump has unleashed, even though none of these threats are made in the name of Donald Trump. And I and others who've watched this phenomenon for decades have always suspected, in most cases like this, it's them or somebody in their community doing it to themselves for whatever twisted reasons. A real, I won't say terrorist, but a real opponent, people like the Irish Republican Army, did not make threats. What they did is they blew something up and then made threats, because the threats had credibility. What we've seen is a whole lot of threats, a lot of fear, a lot of, it's the Nazis, it's the alt-right, it's Donald Trump. Well, something came out today, and it's just another case of a black flag operation, a false flag operation. They, or it's a Jew, doing it. And one guy.
Arrested?
This is our own Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It reports a 19-year-old Israeli Jewish man was arrested in Israel Thursday as a primary suspect in a string of bomb threats targeting Jewish community centers and other institutions in Canada and the U.S. and New Zealand. And they identify Israeli police spokesman Ricky Rosenfeld described the suspect as a hacker. His motives were unclear. And they identified him as an American Israeli Jewish citizen. And Rosenfeld, the spokesman for the Israeli police, said he's the guy who's behind the JCC threats. That's the Jewish Community Center threats in North America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and Israel over the past 2 months. I mean, he's an immensely creative guy who, you know, so almost almost all these threats were completely a black flag operation, had nothing to do with, you know, in quotation marks, anti-Semites, Donald Trump, alt-right, Ku Klux Klan, or whatever. Just another BS operation, but that put a lot of pressure on Donald Trump, and it was a huge distraction. And I think our people, in the future, have to be very, very conscious of the fact when you hear about attacks on black churches or threats against Jewish centers, almost every time it's false. In the early 90s, there were 200 and some odd attacks on Negro churches, mostly in the South. A man by the name of Laird Wilcox, a researcher in Kansas, studied all of them. Not a single one was traceable to, you know, white nationalists or whatever. In some cases, they were simply, you know, faulty wiring. In other cases, arson for profit, you know, burn down your church and collect the insurance money. In other cases, in several, the Negro pastor had been having sex with some parishioner and some angry husband burned the church down. But there was no case of the 200 and some odd where the perpetrators were white nationalists. And yet it was hooped up as a great thing by the Clinton administration. Oh, this is all that talk radio. It inspires these horrible people to go out and burn down Negro churches. Not true. Utterly untrue.
Yes, and more from this story that you were just quoting, Paul. By the way, Laird Wilcox is a friend. Goes back to my John Birch days in Kansas City. Laird, if you're listening, hello. This is Kelso. The investigation began about 6 months ago following a threat made to a Jewish institute in New Zealand, according to an Israeli police statement. New Zealand identified the IP address as originating from Israel and contacted Israeli police. The FBI did the same thing when they traced things back to Israel on threats to Jewish institutions in Florida, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Tennessee, Georgia, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and North Carolina, and also to Delta Airlines. And the FBI contacted the Israeli police, and this is remarkable, Paul, and encouraging. The Israelis followed through, and they nabbed this guy. There's a picture of him here online. You know, this is a good sign about the FBI, about the possibility of some honesty even from the Israeli police. And
there was an interesting hint about a week ago. Abe Foxman, who was, I think he's now retired, but long time head of the horrible Anti-Defamation League, said something to the effect that maybe Jews should lay off Trump a little bit. And maybe some of these threats are not all that serious. Now, it was a very odd comment because usually they use any of these threats as a great boo-hoo-hoo moment or we're the victims. I think he must have known, either from Israeli police or who knows, but he must have had an idea this was about to break. And they wouldn't be able to hang it on, you know, the alt-right or David Duke or whatever. I thought that was very unusual, and that so when we got this information today that it these threats were in fact all traceable to one guy, some talented 19-year-old hacker, very, very interesting.
Yes, and get this, Paul. In all, U.S. Jewish community centers and day schools in the U.S. have received more than 120 bomb threats since January 19th of this year, according to the ADL. And one other, that's remarkable, isn't it? And every one of those generated a newspaper story and a TV, a TV drama implicating us white folks. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and because the media and most politicians are absolute controlled bitches for Israel. And it just shows how badly we are informed and how gullible, and that's the best you can say, the media is. Well, what does an honest-to-goodness terrorist do? He goes and does it. That's what happened in London a day and a half ago. Some white-hating, Christian-hating ISIS operative goes out and does it. He didn't write threats or send a tweet or a telephone call to the British.
But there are... Yeah, but Paul, there are, of course, documented, you know, very well documented terrorist attacks that killed lots of people that were launched in the same way that this teenager did these things electronically. There have been actual false flag terrorist events. But let me before we go, let's give credit here to our new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, appointed by Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions today said today's arrest in Israel is the culmination of a large-scale investigation spanning multiple continents for hate crimes against Jewish communities across our country. So, Jeff Sessions, you got it right, sir. Good job. And
one more sentence emanating from a Jew in Israel. These were not attacks on the Jewish community by white nationalists or black nationalists or other people. This was somebody for whatever motives or with whatever connections operating from Israel.
Yeah. So this is remarkable. Now, you know, we'll do our job of getting this known out to the public. All the millions of Americans, probably scores of millions, who read the newspaper stories and the magazine articles and the television reports about hate crimes against Jewish community centers. Now, the truth, as Paul Harvey would say, and now the rest of the story, unfortunately, the truth, when it comes out, instead of appearing above the fold on the front page, as the lie does, the truth appears on page 43 at the bottom. And
as Paul Harvey said, and now the rest of the story, and I guess it's our task here Nationalist Radio and RBN and the American Freedom Party to get that information out there.
All right. And we jumped past some callers here, Ronald in Louisiana and David in Tucson. Huh, I apologize, gentlemen. Let's just say hi to David in Tucson. Are you there, David?
Here, how's it going? In Minnesota, the first thing they did was like, oh, we need a bunch of money to keep our Jewish community center safe. We need the loot.
Right, exactly. That's one of the ways used this false stuff. And David, I apologize for cutting out on you, buddy. I'll give you a rain check for our show tomorrow night. Let me just say hi to Ronald in Louisiana as well. Ronald, you're on the air. Come in, Ronald.
Hey, I was listening to rural radio on the radio, and they say Donald Trump's not helping the people with the fires in the Midwest. But how does anybody want to explain to me how some people in the South, some people in the Midwest, farming communities, would have voted for this Yankee city slicking New Yorker and think they were going to do something for them? I want to answer to that.
Okay, Ronald. Hey, I appreciate your spirit, buddy. I guess you didn't vote for Donald Trump. Call back again tomorrow night. I'd love to tangle with you.
That's a thought for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll put on the gloves tomorrow night, Ronald. Thank you, buddy. See you all tomorrow.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.